Yes, Casanovians. Made it to Bangkok. I'll give you a little picturesque panoramic. Some view, that, ain't it? Yeah, made it in one piece. It was actually quite a blissful journey. There's plenty of vicissitudes along the way, which were actually super useful. I documented one of them just before I hopped on the plane. almost got engulfed into some weird scam. But yeah, for those of you who did, sorry, I'm actually like so fucking jet lagged and tired. I didn't want to make a live stream. I just wanted to cuddle up to myself in that beautiful bed. But I was like, I need to keep these daily lives going. But yeah, if you watched the airport live stream yesterday, you'd have heard about the weird scam that I almost got propositioned into. Very strange. Watch that live stream if you didn't watch it. Fuck, I'm tired. But yeah, I wanted to title this one. You're anxious because you're a pussy, and I do think, and this is me just being brutally honest with myself. Like, whenever I've gone through the avalanche of anxiety in the past, it's always been because I've just been being a pussy about a situation. Like, whether it was approaching strangers to perform magic, whether it was approaching girls for cold approach, whether it was feeling anxious about how a particular piece of content was going to be received because I was crying out for external validation. It was all coming from that pessimistic pussy place. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, like, I do think that, for me anyway, most of my anxieties are coming from that place of me just being a pussy, like me just not living up to my best self. So I would, well, what I would like to do, what I used to do a lot, would just create a list of all the things that are currently scaring me. And then understand that the only way through it is just through it. Do you know what I mean? I think it's interesting, actually, because I first came to Bangkok in 2018. And in 2018, I'm just resting my hand on my fucking trainer. in 2018, I wasn't the man that I needed to be yet. I was about, how old was I? About 20, 21 years old. I remember getting to Bangkok and getting out of the airport, and I was just sucked into this kaleidoscope of culture shock. Like, I was just not ready for Bangkok at that time. Like, the person that I was then, I was just feeling ultra anxious in myself. I hadn't had that much sleep, just like now, but I'd got off the plane. I couldn't find my hotel. Then there's all these people on the street try to sell me stuff. If you know Bangkok, that's just how it is. But I just wasn't ready for it. And I was still needing to slay that pussy inside of me. Yeah, the person who, I think just having these experiences, just like going through the fire and then forging that identity through the fires of adversity. And this is why I think just solo travel, I think it's one of the best ways to actually tap in to the version of yourself who you want to be. Yeah, crucifying that current version of you and becoming he who can. But yeah, it was interesting because, yeah, this time around I was just way more chilled about everything. I'm just like taking things in my stride. Do you know what I mean? It's like if something goes quote unquote wrong, I'm not getting a little tizzy about it. I'm not complaining. I'm not blaming other people. I'm just like, right, this is a situation. Let's just slay the dragon that's in front of us. So yeah, I got a taxi. So I got a taxi to the Airbnb, and then the taxi basically took me to the wrong address. So the address on the Airbnb app was actually the wrong address. So I got dropped off in the middle of nowhere. I'm looking around trying to like find some like landmark, which I recognized from the picture. And obviously the taxi driver doesn't speak any English. And I'm like, dude, like this is not the place. Like this is not where I need to be. And then he's got like other bookings which are coming through. So I'm like, right, cool. Just stay calm. Like I don't have a fucking clue where I'm at right now, but let's just focus on what's in front of us. So I just get on my phone and then I, you know, just like look at the Airbnb app and like find what the actual place is called, like the complex of apartments. So I just tap that in on my phone and then I get it up on my maps and then I just show him like where it needs to be, put it in on his phone. And I'm like, dude, I'll just pay you in cash to just drop me there. It's like another 20-minute journey. So we did that and then got dropped off. But yeah, it's just interesting. I think the version of me, like I said, in 2018, I'd have probably just got out of that taxi and just started fucking crying. Just be like, oh, this is so difficult. But yeah, I do think that being on this journey of masculine renaissance, I think in the online hinterland at the moment, all this like nonsense self-improvement bollocks, like, oh, you know, go to the gym, go meditate, do some gratitude journaling. I'm not saying don't do those things, but I think this is the ugly side of self-improvement, which actually makes you a better man. Just getting lost in a city, just having things go wrong, having to actually work shit out. I was speaking to Joseph about this a little while back, and he was like, yeah, like the guys in Eastern Europe, for example, in the winter, they're shoveling snow. They're not looking at the fucking aura ring, wondering, oh, did I get a good enough sleep score? It's just like, this is the shit that we need as men. Do you know what I mean? It's like actually putting ourselves through struggle. Yeah, I think solo travel is one of the best ways that we can actually get that. And if you're someone who's solo traveling at the moment, you'll understand, like, it's this dichotomy of fear and excitement. Yeah, because like you're alone in the wild. You just have to work things out. No one knows you. You've got no one to cry to. No one's coming to save you. It's you versus you. I just think it opens up life to you. Do you know what I mean? It opens up reality. You don't have that social safety net of, oh, you know, I've got my friends with me. I've got the comfort. I've got everything that I know, the familiarity. It's like, no, fuck all that shit. You actually get to find out who you are. Do you know what I mean? You actually get to find out what you're made of. You actually get to find out where you're slacking at the moment, because maybe you are just being too much of a pussy. Yeah, that was me. That was 100% me for a big part of my life. But now I'm running away from comfort like my life depends on it. And I think that's one of the best mantras to live by. Yeah, run from comfort like your life depends on it. Because I guarantee if you're watching this live stream right now, life's too comfortable for you. Maybe you're not even cold approaching yet. Yeah, maybe you're just watching these videos for entertainment. I mean, and you're not doing anything with them. Maybe this video will serve as your call to action to actually get out there. Go book a solo weekend away. You don't need to come to Thailand, but just go somewhere that you wouldn't usually go to. Yeah, just break free from that familiarity. Like, this is the reason why I use freedom from bullshit as my mantra. Like, hopefully you understand from these live streams the way that I speak to, yeah? This is not just about cold approach. This is not just about day game. This is living with that freedom from bullshit mantra and mentality throughout your entire life. And just being able to live your truth and follow your bliss. I think I was meditating about this on the plane, because obviously on the plane you've got a lot of time to think. Like most people on the aeroplane, as I was looking around, look, no judgment, it's just discernment, it's just what I was observing. Most people are just, they can't have any quiet moments with themselves. It's either like, you know, scroll, or you've got all the like in-flight entertainment on the aeroplane, then your food's come in, and then maybe they put the headphones in. Like there's actually never a quiet moment to reflect. That's why I like going on long flights, because I don't have any access to the internet. I can just be with myself. You know, it's interesting what happens to the mind in those quiet moments, like during those periods of rest where, I don't know if you found it, but if you're working on some like creative project, for me, I can't just like sit at a desk for like 12 hours hoping for inspiration to find me. Like I find inspiration during that. When I say rest, I don't mean you're, you know, just like having a four pack of Stella in the back of your fucking van. I mean like rest as in when you're not just hyper focused on one task. Maybe an idea comes to you when you're having a shower or when you're going on a long walk. I love going on long walks. Like going on long walks, I think is one of the best ways to maximize creativity. Going on a long walk, just being free from stimulation. I think freedom from stimulation enables freedom from bullshit. I think that's an interesting thought. Do you know what I mean? It's like freedom from bullshit, like auditing all the stimulation that you're having in your life at the moment and just seeing if you can actually sit with yourself just like 10 minutes. I don't really think, it's not like meditation where I'm not trying to clear my mind. I'm actually trying to invite thoughts, if that makes sense. Maybe that's mindfulness in a way. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'm just there. Do you know what I mean? I'm just there. I'm just waiting for inspiration. Or maybe I'm not waiting for inspiration. I'm just being. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I'm just being. I'm in this like freedom from bullshit state, 35,000 feet in the sky on an airplane. It's just nice, you know? It's just nice to be able to actually sit with myself and be like, huh. And yeah, I think I feel proud of myself as well. Do you know what I mean? I feel proud of myself. Like all the stuff that I've done so far, the person that I've become, this life journey that I've been on, which I've actually documented for all of you to see. You've got the catalogue of content and hopefully... Yeah, hopefully I think what I want to get out of this Bangkok expedition is really to inspire you to live your ideal lifestyle. Yeah, you, like maybe your ideal lifestyle is not gallivanting across the globe. Maybe that's not you, but I guarantee there is an ideal reality that you've got in your head right now. Like if you could wake up tomorrow and be in that ideal reality, what would it look like? Like paint a vivid picture of that. And I want these Bangkok videos, I'm going to be doing videos, I'm going to be doing obviously the daily live streams, but I don't know, I really want them to function as a springboard for inspiration. Yeah, I want you to sort of look at the shit I'm doing, the way that I speak, the way that I've transformed, and be like, yeah, maybe I am just being a pussy. Like maybe all of my anxieties, all of my limitations are just hallucinations. Maybe I'm just castrating myself with my confidence because I'm not prepared to go all in. I'm just being pussified by the conspiracy theories of my mind. I'm experiencing failure in advance before I've even started the thing. Oh, you know, solo travel, it's dangerous. All these things could happen. I heard about this thing on the news when someone went to Thailand. It's like, that's the mindset that I was brought up with. Yeah, like most of my family who live in the Lake District, they almost conditioned me to have this small town mentality. Like the place that I was brought up, the small town in the Lake District, about 60,000 people, everyone follows the same formula in that small town. Yeah, you get a job there, you work in the submarine factory, you get married by like 25, you have a couple of kids, get a mortgage, get a house, maybe a couple of dogs, and you fucking die. It's just rinse, repeat. I was like, fuck that. Like, give me excitement. Yeah, give me magic. Give me freedom from bullshit. So yeah, I think just paving your own path in this world, and yeah, hopefully the stuff that I put out is just blazing a trail for you to live a life less ordinary. I don't know. I think eternity is a long time, innit? We're too long dead. You don't want to be the guy sleepwalking through life and then waking up when your best years behind you. I think a lot of people die with the music still inside of them. It's like that regrets from the dying. You probably heard about that, aren't you? You know, regrets from the dying. I think one of them is like, I wish I wouldn't worry so much about what other people think of me. Yeah, it's like that. It's that little pussy inside of you who just wants to play it safe, who is like the people pleasing pussy, who's, you know, scared of pissing people off or polarizing or rocking the boat or going for that promotion or having that change of career or ditching everything to travel. Obviously, if you've got a family, it's different. But like when I say ditching everything, usually it's you're actually not ditching that much. Maybe a little bit of comfort, maybe a little bit of familiarity. But I don't know. The world is bigger than us. Yeah, I think God's plan is way bigger than our own. And I'm just a 27-year-old guy, still trying to figure shit out. I might know nothing, probably true, but I just like to document. Learn out loud. For me, I'm tired, but listen, still getting the reps in, aren't we? Still here, still turn up. I appreciate all of you. I am going to be more coherent tomorrow. I actually don't even know what day it is, don't know what time it is. I saw from the UK, it was like midnight, now it's like 6 p.m, but now it's like 11 a.m. in the UK. Fuck knows. I've no idea, to be honest, man, but... Oh, it's nice, isn't it? Good life, good life, good life. Anyway, yeah, the reason you're anxious is because you're being a pussy. So let's stop being a pussy. Let's set the intention this week to do what scares us on a daily basis. That might be approaching a girl. That might be creating a piece of online content. That might be dunking a digestive into a pack of Watsits and seeing what happens, because that might terrify you in some way. Or maybe that is just being more honest with yourself. Maybe that's just having more brutal honesty and be like, you know what, yeah, maybe we are slacking off. Maybe we are playing it a little bit too safe. Maybe we are watching too much of fucking Netflix when we could be out there cold approaching or conquering or creating, whatever it is. You know what I'm getting at. But anyway, I will be more coherent tomorrow, I promise you. I still think this live stream's been decent. Fucking hell, nearly done that TV off the rack. Anyway, listen, like the live stream if you're looking forward to the Bangkok videos. I'm looking forward to making them. And I will see you soon. All right, love you, bye.